listening to PodcasterNews.com.
For the week of June 17th, 2013, this is Diet Science with Dee McCaffrey. Dee's an organic chemist and a diet counselor who lost 100 pounds and kept the weight off for now 20 years by staying away from processed foods. Now, every week on Diet Science, Dee covers a topic or two that's important for you and your family's health. This is your co-host, Michael McCaffrey. So, Dee, what's a topic for this week?
This week, we're going to be talking about the artificial sweetener sucralose, which is used in Splenda and also used in many sugar-free processed foods, drinks, and things. You know, we've talked about it before in terms of what it is and how it's made. It's basically made from sugar, but then is changed by adding chlorine to it and turned into a, you know, what they call an artificial sweetener.
Right.
But basically, this is a new study out from the Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis that has found that Splenda or sucralose has an effect on our body's responses to glucose, basically creating our body to release insulin even though it hasn't taken in any sugar.
Really?
Yeah, and so it's basically saying that it could affect our risk for diabetes because we're, you know, we're consuming this artificial sweetener. The body thinks that sugar is being consumed and it releases insulin, and then, you know, insulin is used to try to pull sugar out of the blood, right? That's basically what happens as part of the biological response.
Right, so, but there is no sugar in the blood.
There's no sugar in the blood, so it, but so secreting, you know, over secretion of insulin when there's no need for it leads to diabetes. So this is an interesting study I found because, you know, we still see sucralose and Splenda in a lot of foods, you know, even though it's, you know, kind of been known to be something that could create problems health-wise, but we didn't know that it had this problem. I mean, in animal studies, we found that it can enlarge the, or I'm sorry, shrink the thymus gland, which is the gland in our body that is responsible for keeping our immune system strong. So, you know, I knew about the health risks there for a long time, but this is a new one.
So does the body say, hey, that sound, that tastes sweet, I'm going to do some insulin? Because I remember there's been some arguments, and I don't know how founded they are, about stevia, because that produces a sweet. Is it similar to, or no, is it completely different?
Well, they have found that the taste of sweet in your mouth can trigger your brain to want more calories. So that's something that has been observed. We don't know the exact mechanism of what is really going on, but one of the things that was in this article about the Splenda information was that the taste of sweet does cause the release of insulin, which lowers blood sugar. And if there aren't any sugar that has been consumed, it causes a drop in blood sugar, which can trigger hunger and cravings. And so basically what that means is that people might start eating more because they feel hungry and cravings when in fact their body really isn't physically hungry. It's just a drop in insulin.
Now, that, does that happen with stevia as well, or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. You know, stevia, even though it has a sweet taste, it actually has a beneficial effect on the pancreas to actually begin to support and heal some of the cells in the pancreas, as opposed to where these other artificial sweeteners are actually doing damage because they're causing over-secretion of insulin. And so this study, basically they say obviously more studies need to be done. Here's what they did. It was a small study, 17 people who were severely obese, but they didn't have diabetes. And they also did not regularly consume artificially sweetened products.
Oh, that's interesting.
So basically what they did was the study participants drank sucralose or water before taking a glucose challenge test.
Okay.
Meaning that the test, you know, before undergoing the test, their blood sugar measurements were taken in order to see how well their body responds to sugar. And that's just a very common tool that's typically used when a woman is pregnant to find out if she has gestational diabetes. So what they did was they had them drink water first, and then or drink sucralose before undergoing the study. And then they found that all of the people who had the sucralose first had higher blood sugar peaks and 20% higher insulin levels than those who just drank the water. And this is an artificial sweetener that's not supposed to affect you at all.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, basically what they're saying is that we don't really understand what's happening, but something is definitely happening here. It's not an inert substance.
Right.
Yeah, it does have an effect. It's affecting the body's release of insulin. And when you have too much insulin in your body, it's being released. Your cells, you know, basically the whole mechanism for how your body uses insulin and how it uses blood sugar is when it becomes overproduced, your body just kind of gets kind of lazy and just says, you know what, I have all this stuff, but I don't need it. So I'm just going to not use it. So basically you break down the natural biological mechanism that your body normally would do. Like your body normally would use that insulin to pull sugar into your cells to convert it into energy.
Right.
But what happens when there's too much insulin is your cells just become insulin resistant. They just say, you know what, I'm not going to accept that insulin. I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
There's too much of it and I can't do anything with all that extra insulin. So I'm just going to resist it. And then what happens is when you have insulin resistance, that any blood sugar that you have in your body builds up in the bloodstream. And then that becomes diabetes.
Wow.
Type 2 diabetes. Yeah.
Wow. Informative study. Dee, thank you for another informative week. Diet Science is the official weekly podcast of Process Free America. Check out all our other podcasts and lots of great articles at processfreeamerica.org.
This is Dee McCaffrey, and until next time, go forth and be healthy.